6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
The early 20th century was a time of transformation for the United States. While the country had experienced tremendous growth, both industrially and politically, it also faced growing challenges, especially in the realm of economic stability. Bank panics, financial crises, and the rapid expansion of credit had created an unstable financial environment, one that threatened the broader economic system. In response to these concerns, the U.S. government embarked on a significant reform, the creation of the Federal Reserve System. This new central banking institution would forever change the landscape of American finance and lay the foundation for the modern economic system. 1913 was a landslide. The idea for a central banking system was not new. Throughout the nation's history, the U.S. had wrestled with the challenge of establishing a reliable and effective banking structure. The First Bank of the United States, founded in 1791, had been the first attempt at such an institution but was controversial, facing opposition from figures like Thomas Jefferson, who believed it concentrated too much power in the hands of the federal government. The Second Bank of the United States, established in 1816, met a similar fate and was dismantled in 1836 after President Andrew Jackson's veto. In the years following the closure of the Second Bank, the U.S. banking system became increasingly fragmented. State-chartered banks issued their own paper money, leading to confusion and instability. In the aftermath of the Civil War, the National Banking Act of 1863 attempted to address some of these issues by creating a system of national banks and a uniform currency. However, the system was far from perfect, and financial panics continued to plague the country, most notably in 1873, 1893, and 1907. The panic of 1907 was particularly devastating, with widespread bank failures and an economy teetering on the edge of collapse. It was in the wake of this crisis that the movement for banking reform gained significant momentum. Public outrage over the failures of the banking system and the lack of a central authority to stabilize the economy led to calls for a more robust system of financial oversight. The idea of creating a central bank gained traction, but it was not without its detractors. In 1908, the National Monetary Commission was established to study the banking system and propose reforms. Led by bankers and economists, the Commission's findings were a starting point for the development of the Federal Reserve Act. The Commission's recommendations were largely based on the idea that the U.S. needed a central bank that could manage the money supply, provide a lender of last resort, and ensure stability in times of crisis. The idea was that a central authority could prevent the kind of financial panics that had rocked the nation in the past.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
The Federal Reserve Act, signed into law by President Woodrow Wilson on December 23, 1913, was the culmination of years of effort to create a central banking system that would balance the needs of the private banking sector with the demands of the public. The act created a system of 12 regional reserve banks, each serving a specific district in the country, with a central governing board, the Federal Reserve Board, overseeing the system as a whole. The Federal Reserve was empowered to issue currency, regulate the money supply, and serve as a lender of last resort to prevent bank failures during times of crisis. The Federal Reserve Act represented a seismic shift in the way the U.S. economy would be managed. For the first time, the country had a central authority that could intervene in the economy, adjusting interest rates and the money supply to address economic fluctuations. This would provide the government with the tools necessary to combat inflation, deflation, and financial instability. The Federal Reserve was also tasked with promoting a more flexible and responsive banking system that could adapt to the needs of the country's growing and increasingly complex economy. One of the key innovations of the Federal Reserve was the establishment of the Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, which would oversee the buying and selling of government securities to influence the money supply. By controlling the amount of money in circulation, the Federal Reserve could influence interest rates and, in turn, the broader economy. This power would become one of the most important tools in the central bank's arsenal for managing economic growth and stability. The creation of the Federal Reserve also marked a shift in the relationship between the government and the economy. Before 1913, economic policy was largely the domain of private bankers and financial elites, with limited intervention from the federal government. The Federal Reserve, however, was intended to be a public institution, designed to serve the broader interests of the American people. While it was still subject to the influence of bankers and business interests, the Federal Reserve was a step toward greater government oversight of the financial system. 1913 was indeed a landslide, not just in terms of political shifts, but in the broader economic transformation it initiated. The Federal Reserve's creation was not just a moment of bureaucratic change. It signaled the beginning of a new era in economic management, one in which the federal government took a much more active role in shaping the nation's financial future. The impact of this reform was immediate, as the Federal Reserve began to use its new powers to stabilize the economy and manage monetary policy. In the years following the establishment of the Federal Reserve, the United States would experience significant economic changes. The Federal Reserve's actions helped to mitigate some of the worst effects of economic downturns, though its effectiveness would be tested in the coming decades. The Great Depression, which began in 1929, would highlight both the strengths and limitations of the Federal Reserve system. While the Federal Reserve played a crucial role in responding to the crisis, its policies during the early stages of the Depression would come under heavy scrutiny. Despite these challenges, the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 marked the beginning of a new era in U.S. economic policy. The Federal Reserve would become one of the most influential institutions in the country, shaping everything from inflation rates to unemployment levels, and its decisions would have far-reaching effects on global financial markets. As the Federal Reserve began to implement its policies, it faced resistance from those who were skeptical of government intervention in the economy. Business leaders, particularly those in the banking sector, were wary of the centralization of financial power. They feared that the Federal Reserve could become a tool of political manipulation or that its policies would hurt their businesses. However, as the years passed, the Federal Reserve's role in stabilizing the economy and ensuring financial stability would become increasingly accepted as a fundamental part of the U.S. financial system. The impact of the Federal Reserve Act was felt in every corner of American life. It provided a sense of security to both businesses and consumers, knowing that the government had a mechanism in place to prevent economic collapses and to manage the economy's growth. It allowed for greater flexibility in responding to financial crises, and it helped establish the United States as a global economic power. Looking ahead, the Federal Reserve would continue to evolve, responding to new economic challenges and crises. The institution's ability to manage the money supply, regulate interest rates, and serve as a lender of last resort would be tested time and again, as the U.S. economy faced new challenges in the years to come. In the next episode, we will explore how the United States navigated its role in World War I, marking the country's emergence as a global power and a significant shift in its foreign policy. World War I. America enters the global stage will take us through the events that led the U.S. into the conflict and the lasting impact that America's involvement would have on the world.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.